Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
Good morning, everyone. Patrick Conley with you again here on the Rediscover Hour. And it's great to be with you on yet another, can you believe it, another beautiful weekend. Well, at least it is on Friday morning. So here listening live, we are just absolutely saturated with the goodness of God shown to us through His creation. I'm looking out here at the Relevant Radio Studios in Golden Valley at beautiful blue skies and lush green trees. And it just reminds us, doesn't it? Even here in the city, it reminds us of how good the Lord is to us and how He is our Creator. And I just want to take another moment this summer to continue to encourage you to be deepening your own spiritual lives over the course of this summer. So I've been talking a little bit about making sure that you get some spiritual reading into your reading list. And something else that I was thinking of on the way in today, well, okay, first a confession from me. I am a motorcycle enthusiast. I have a motorcycle and I really enjoy riding. And of course, in Minnesota, that's a limited season, but I do enjoy riding. But as I was riding in, I passed a construction site and numerous businesses and some homes and that sort of thing. And I was just moved by the Spirit to pray as I went along, and to pray for the men and women who are working at the construction site and in the business, to pray for the men and women and the children who live in the homes, and to pray for, I passed a high school as well, to pray for the students and the teachers in that high school. And this is actually a concept that exists elsewhere, not just in my own, the salad bar of my mind, but it also exists as something, maybe you've heard of something like prayer walking. And that is just going for a walk around a neighborhood. Your neighborhood would be great, around your parish neighborhood, something like that. And just pausing at each business, pausing at each residence, pausing at each school to pray for those who are living there, who are working there, who are getting their education there. And pray as the Lord leads. You know, be open to what the Holy Spirit might have you pray for. Perhaps it's something very general. You know, may they be covered by your Spirit, may they be led by your Spirit, may they be drawn closer, one step closer, regardless of where they are in the whole journey of faith. Maybe they can be drawn just one step closer to the Lord that day. Maybe they can encounter the Lord in some new and exciting and surprising way. Maybe you can pray for them in whatever challenges in life that they're facing, and may they know the peace of God in those challenges in life. But perhaps the Holy Spirit might even lead more specifically. He's been known to do that, to pray specifically for something or someone who is living there or something that they're facing. Maybe the Holy Spirit might give some specificity towards it. So I would encourage you to do that. But you don't just have to go for a walk, as I was saying earlier. You can also go for a ride, either on your motorcycle, on your bicycle. You could even do it in a car as well as you're tooling down the road. And I think that's a way, especially if you're anything like me, the road is one of the most, well, let's just put it this way. When we pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. I think that that prayer actually for me has to get empowered most out on the highway. Because sometimes there are pretty deep temptations out there to turn away from goodness and mercy. And perhaps this could actually develop into a habit of looking for the Lord's presence and recognizing and acknowledging the Lord's presence as you are out and about in the summertime, which we do a lot. We get out and about because this is a good season to do it, as I was saying before. So that's just a little encouragement of another way you can incorporate the love, the light, the life of Christ into your life this summer in looking for ways to pray for others. So, you know, one of the ways that, or one of the groups of people that I think most need our prayers, well, everybody needs our prayers, right? But I worked for a number of years in campus ministry as an evangelical Protestant, but I can tell you this, that whether Catholic or Protestant or of no faith at all, the time of specifically around college and university, and shortly thereafter, when a lot of things are up in the air and young people are for the first time kind of making their decisions on their own, are they going to pursue a life of faith or are they not? That is a pretty, well, pretty, that is a very strategic time. It's a very important time. And I don't know if we might even say it's a very delicate time in terms of people understanding their own faith. So we are going to talk about exactly that today. We're going to be talking about young adults in the parish and exactly what role that they play and why it's so important that they are involved in the parish. So we're going to be joined just after this break with Father Michael Daly, the associate pastor at St. Stephen's in Minneapolis. Then later on, we're going to be joined by Bridget Busacker and David Peterson, who are going to tell us about their own experience in being young adults and also in living out the young adult life and ministry and their involvement in it. So before we get rolling, though, let's pause, as we always do, and commit the show to the intercession of our Blessed Mother. So let's pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Stay with us as we're going to be right back with Father Michael Daly talking about the importance of young adults and their life in the parish.
Hi, this is Rob Dubell from Grove Builders, your exterior remodeling company. Even with a mild winter, things do wear out when faced with our Minnesota elements. Maybe you've noticed some area around your home where we can help. Our local crews do siding, roofing, windows, and much more that can give your home an affordable fix or facelift. We're certified to install the best products along with being licensed and insured. I can provide a free estimate or consultation for improvements that you may need done this year. By fixing small problems around your home now, you'll avoid further damage and save money in the long run. At Grove Builders, we do only the work that is needed, and we'll do it quickly. I hope you'll call us for roofing, siding, windows, and doors. We use only the best replacement materials and do the work for Relevant Radio listeners across the Twin Cities. You can reach me at 763-229-0923. That's 763-229-0923. Grove Builders. We'll do the work that lasts the hot summers and cold winters. Trusted, reliable, and insured. Grove Builders.
Tear away the ties that bind you. Roll away the stone that hides you. Leave all sin and death behind you. See the Lord through eyes of faith. Happy they whose hearts receive Him.
Hey, we're back on the Rediscover Hour here on Relevant Radio. And we are talking about young adults. So joining us now in studio is Father Michael Daly, who's the associate pastor at St. Stephen's in Minneapolis. There's a few St. Stephen's around, so this is the one in Minneapolis. Father Daly, it's great having you on the program. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, and one of the things I failed to mention before the break was that you yourself are also a young adult. Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, you were ordained just what, a year ago? Yeah, a few months ago.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, and give us a little bit of an update. So far so good?
Yeah, it's been a great blessing. My first assignment was down in Shakopee at St. Joachim and Anne.
Oh yeah.
Feast day was just the other day.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks be to God. Great vibrant parish and had a blessed experience there, and then was moved surprisingly to St. Stephen's just with their budding work with the Latinos and their community in South Minneapolis.
Yeah.
So it's been a great blessing
so far.
That's
great. I love it. Yeah, that's very good. And this does have relevance to our topic. I'm just curious as to if you can give us the short form of how did you first experience the call to the priesthood?
It's a great question. Yeah, growing up in a Catholic family, just being drawn to the Eucharist as a young boy, and my family, we did Bible study on Monday nights with my dad, and we'd always do Milkshake Mondays after. So that might have been a draw initially, but did encounter the Lord and Sacred Scripture and then through the Eucharist, but loved sports and tried to, yeah, be virtuous in playing sports and not get too fall.
Yeah.
But my family, my parents are in the medical professions, and they started a hospital in Honduras. And so we grew up going down to an orphanage down there and encountering Christ in the poor and feeling that same fire in the Eucharist. And so finding that connection, and initially wanted to go to med school, but then when applications rolled around, St. Augustine says, our hearts are restless until they rest in God.
Amen.
And yeah, my heart was definitely restless for the Lord at that point. So pulled the application and went to SEM.
Wow. Yes. Wow. Well, thanks be to God. Amen. Wow. Yeah. Well, and I think the one of the reasons I ask, and one of the ways that it ties into our topic for the morning, is that this time of life, the time of figuring out, so like I said in the beginning, so college, just after college, even a little bit before college, when we're really starting to, you know, it's hitting us, right, that we're going to be living this life out there on our own, outside of the friendly confines of our parents' roofs and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And this is oftentimes the time when the Lord will drop sometimes significant hints into our lives. And it sounds like he has done that for you, and that thanks be to God, you paid attention, and now we have you right here as a minister of Word and Sacrament, priest of the Lord. That's excellent. So with that, and I don't mean to be feeding you lines or anything, but we want to know from your perspective as a young adult and as a priest, why are young adults' involvement in the parish, why is that so crucial? Why is that so important?
Yeah, it's very important in that a lot of people say they're the hope for the future and whatnot, but especially in this time and age, Mother Teresa would say, instead of cursing the darkness, light a candle. Mm. So there's a lot of darkness that goes on, and being in South Minneapolis, you see a lot of extremes. We weren't prepared in the seminary to live in a Muslim community, but that's what South Minneapolis is. Mm. Probably 75% Somali Muslim, and then the rest Latino, and then Uptown is a part of our community as well, so wow. Very secularized, you could say.
Yeah.
And so having the gospel be like yeast in the dough, you're a remnant. And so how do we bring light amidst darkness? And as a young adult, there's a lot of ways that our soul can be scattered, whether it's just distraction from constant social media or things or social events we want to be at, and everything's really busy and noisy. And there's a great book out by Cardinal Serra called The Power of Silence. Mm. So it's against the dictatorship of noise, and the enemy constantly wants to bring noise and chaos in our community. And so having young adults come together and find that authentic community rather than the sense of individualism or activism that scatters the soul, we're bringing unity and truth by showing them the art of living and a balanced life and living with a deeper purpose rather than just going from one thing to the next, finding the next social media hit or whatever.
Right, right. And so what I think I'm hearing you say is that there are maybe specific venues in this world, in this society in which we live, in which we're placed by God, right? That young adults perhaps have a bit more of an in, shall we say. Would you say that that's the case?
Yes. Yeah, they have a lot of potential to affect change and grow and develop the culture, because as JP2 shows us, that it's the culture that changes history. And so we really need to bring this Catholic culture amidst the secularized culture and focus on the light, the goodness that we're cultivating, rather than get discouraged or defeated by the darkness. And so there's a lot of joyful young adults. We were just on pilgrimage to Pittsburgh for the Jubilee of the Charismatic Renewal.
Oh, wow.
And Father Joseph Williams is the pastor at St. Stephen's, and he has this great vision for the gospel. And part of it is the integration of both the tradition of the church as well as the charismatic expression of the church. And how do we bring those two together? Mm. That it's not an either or, but a both and. Mm-hmm. And so these kids, you know, that are naturally inclined towards the silence, towards the celestial celebration of the liturgy, also encounter the fire of the Holy Spirit and just being anointed by being prayed over by some nuns. And it was just really beautiful, the impact that it has on their hearts. And then that just ignites the rest of the community. So God willing, they'll be able to share those graces.
Yeah. And I mean, speaking as firmly entrenched in middle age at this point, speaking as that, I do recall, I mean, even in my own life, that was the case. As a younger adult, there was a lot of that, both the contemplative side, I suppose you could say, but also this fire, this wanting to wanting to go and do great things for the Lord. And with the energy that comes with youth and some of the possibilities that comes with youth, I think there's a there's an open door for young adults that way. Now, you were saying specifically one of those places, you were saying more about your own involvement in sports and how you've tried to live or play honorably out there. We'd like to explore that further, Father. No, you helped start the Sports Captains Leadership Summit. Is that, do I have that right? The Captains Leadership Summit a few summers ago. So talk about that. What is that? What's the Sports Captains Leadership Summit?
Yeah, so it's kind of latent right now, but we're hoping to revamp it this coming year. But it's basically just engaging the natural kind of cultural leaders in the high schools. So we took all the captains from the Catholic high schools and are trying to engage them in the faith. You know, instead of having the confirmation classes be like a graduation, we're trying to keep them within the gifts of the church and show what a blessing the church can be for them, their tradition and gifts. You know, St. Paul talks about running the race mm-hmm. well and for the Lord and finishing strong in perseverance. And so using scripture as well as the saints, you know, St. Ignatius of Loyola talking about the discernment of spirits, that mm-hmm. we got to be spiritually athletic and fit, good players adjust. And so it's kind of getting back to the basics of the faith, the fundamentals. You know, in a tight game of sports, it's the ones that don't turn the ball over or are just doing the fundamentals to keep the game moving. And so St. Ignatius has some great principles of discernment of spirits, mm-hmm. what's from the Lord, what's from the enemy, and relating it to sports is really helpful for, I think, men that just want a strategy to fight and to give their all, to give their heart. I told, you know, when the Patriots won the Super Bowl, the homily was, you know, Tom Brady is called the GOAT, the greatest mm-hmm. of all time. So mm-hmm. I said, listen, people, brothers and sisters, we don't worship the GOAT on Sunday. We worship the Lamb
of God. The Lamb, yeah, amen. I like it. Yeah, it's very good. Wow. So what, just out of curiosity, what sports are you involved with?
I played football, hockey, and lacrosse in high school.
Was that all?
At St. Thomas, yeah.
No, I
was
like
an angry
it.
Kid. No.
Yeah, well, no, I like that just because, well, yeah, they're all pretty physical, aren't they? Football,
right.
Hockey, and lacrosse, right?
Right.
I like that. Just, this is not necessarily on topic, but I love the diversity of experience of a multi-sport family or multi, you know, so there's not, it seems that there's more and more pressure to get involved in one particular sport and right. just pursue that alone. But it seems to me you can learn a lot from different sports as well.
Right.
And like you're saying, I think incorporate the things that you're learning into what it means to live a holistic and ordered life that's given over, that's doing the basics, the fundamentals.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it. Okay. So looking at it from kind of the other side of the screen, as it were, I guess in literal and figurative ways, what as a priest now, what does it mean to you to see young adults involved in the life of the parish? What does that do for you as a priest?
It's been very inspiring to accompany a lot of the young adults. There's a lot of hidden suffering, a lot of heavy burdens that people can carry. And sometimes when we're kind of breathing in a toxic environment, mm-hmm. we're not immune to the effects of the culture. Mm. And so just a hope for healing, a hope for a deeper freedom, a hope for authentic community, and encouraging them and trying to empower them that there is a different way. We don't have to be constantly busy or just individuals on our own agenda, our own path, but we have these great hopes and expectations of the Lord that He promises that He's going to abide within us mm-hmm. if we remain in relationship with Him. Mm-hmm. We don't believe in just a theory or idea. We believe in a person, right?
Amen.
And yeah. we got to be in relationship with Him. And so just encouraging them, and I really think it's not this, you know, logic is kind of out the window at this point with mm-hmm. our culture. It's all about, you know, you do you and I'll do me and how do you, whatever you feel, you do.
We could take a whole show just to do
exactly.
that, by the way. Yeah.
But what's inspiring are these young adults' openness to the Holy Spirit. And when the Spirit comes and breaks into their heart and anoints them, there's this totally new joy, and it's so beautiful and inspiring, and just the breath of the Holy Spirit breathing in them, and all they want to do is share the gift. And
yeah.
that's their responsibility, to be lights amidst the darkness and to go and make new disciples, to spread mm-hmm. the good news that there is a different way to live in freedom and joy and We don't have to always have headphones on or listening to the radio or, you know, social media, but we can actually have authentic relationship rather than just virtual reality.
Yeah, yeah. Amen. I think that's such an important message in this day and age, and will probably likely continue to be even more and more important as we go on. Yeah. Father, mm-hmm. it's been great having you on the show. But one final question before you go is, if you had you have 30 seconds or minutes or something like that to speak to young adults or those who know and love young adults who are listening, to encourage them in their faith, what would you want to say to them?
I would say, engage the saints, be in relationship with the saints. They're accompanying us in this spiritual journey, and they help us constantly. St. Padre Pio, St. Ignatius of Loyola, St. Catherine of Siena. St. Catherine of Siena has a beautiful quote, I think, that's relevant to just ignite the fire of faith in our culture, which is, be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world ablaze.
Mm.
Receive the Holy Spirit and go light it up.
Yeah, go light it up. Well spoken. And one final request of you, Father. Would you mind giving an on-air blessing to us and all of our listeners?
Yes, yes. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Father Michael Daly, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you, Patrick.
We are going to take another break, and we're going to be right back with two more young adults who are actively involved in their own young adult ministries. I'll get it out eventually, so stay with us.
Confidence. It's important to have when you're on the road. With innovative Bridgestone tires on your car, truck, SUV, or minivan, you're riding on tires you can trust. Bridgestone tires are engineered to give you peace of mind so you can focus on enjoying the journey. So whether you're on your morning commute, a cross-country road trip, or a relaxing Sunday drive, Bridgestone tires will be with you wherever life's roads may lead. Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. Available at
Westside Tire in Corcoran, just west of the Metro. They'll take care of you.
If you need to get there, Westside will help you get there. I'm Sean Luer of Westside Tire. All of us at Westside Tire can make your daily drives safer and more economical. We'll help you with your basic maintenance, like tires, brakes, and alignments, for better reliability and safety. At Westside Tire, we have tires and brakes to fit your vehicle. Our service people can get you in and out quickly and affordably. Call us at 763-420-2100. Just 15 minutes west of the Metro in Corcoran. Westside Tire will take care of you.
Today I can see, oh, today I can see, my, for the very first time, I wave goodbye, bye, to what used to weigh me down, oh, my.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour here on Relevant Radio. Patrick Conley with you, along with our producer, Susanna Boley, and our technical producer, Paul Sadek, out of the Relevant Radio Studios, 1330 AM, out in Golden Valley. And we are talking today about young adults and young adult ministry. And joining me now is Bridget Busacher, who she is a blogger, actually, at, yeah, just get this title of her blog, Musings of a Queen Bee, where she features a Women of God series and post blogs written by other young adult women showing about how the Lord is working in their life. So that is, she's also a parishioner at St. Mark's in St. Paul, and she is joining us now in studio. So Bridget, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
And happy birthday. It's your birthday today.
It is. Very good.
Happy birthday. Any special birthday plans?
No, hanging out with my aunt, going up north to see my family.
And those aren't special.
They're wonderful.
Okay, all right, just checking. All right.
Nothing too crazy.
All right, so first of all, tell me about this Musings of a Queen Bee, your blog. How did that get started, and what do you do with it?
So I started the blog because I had done an internship in Northern Ireland as a young ambassador with the St. Patrick's Center working on peace and reconciliation in Northern Ireland. And so we were supposed to blog about our experiences and what we had done. And I decided to keep the blog around and just put stuff on there that I thought was important about my faith or just certain journeys in my life that the Lord was really working. And recently decided to start something that would really reach out to other women, because I was just so inspired in meeting with my friends and other women in the parish that had just shared their heart about how the Lord was working in their lives. And I really wanted to have a greater audience reach for that and just sharing that. And it's been so amazing. Every time I receive it, it comes in the email and I have to put it up. I'm touched by it myself. And so it's been an incredible experience to be able to share that.
So where can people find it?
They can find it online, musingsofaqueenbee.com. And everything's
B.
right there. Yes,
just
B.
The letter
just
B.
the letter B.
Yeah, musing, but it's
yes.
all one word.
It's all
musings
one word.
Of a queen.
Yes.
And then the letter B.com.
Yes.
Wow. Fascinating. I have to check that out. No, it sounds excellent. And I think, as Father Daly was just talking about, how technology can be noise and distraction and that mm-hmm. sort of thing. But at the same time, it's given to us as a tool, right? And so
absolutely.
It can be used for good and for the purposes of the Lord. And it sounds like that's what you've got going on.
I'm trying to. I think as Catholics, we have an amazing opportunity to use social media and online communication for really great purposes and for this apostolic age of evangelization.
Amen. Wow. Well spoken. That's very, very well put. Yes. So now you are at St. Mark's, as I said, where
yes.
we have the great order of Pro Ecclesia Sancta, but you are also involved in a way, in a sense, with Pro Ecclesia Sancta, not as a sister, but
no.
explain that a little bit more.
So my husband and I are part of Catholic Advance, which is the lay movement of Pro Ecclesia Sancta, and it's been a phenomenal opportunity just to be a part of them and just a part of this Catholic family. And we have so much support through the sisters and the brothers and the priests there and the community of lay people that we get to be in community with every Thursday for adoration, Thursday nights, and we go there for the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And the charism is holiness. So we're really striving to become holy in everything that we do in every aspect of our lives. And so we're a part of the young adult formation group there. And then we're also working with another couple to start a marriage ministry group for newlyweds.
Okay, excellent. So let's take those one at a time.
Yes.
First of all, young adults. What does it look like? What is young adult, the activity, the ministry that's going on that you're part of there? What does that look like?
So for Pro Ecclesia Sancta and Catholic Advance, we meet once a month, and then we're now starting to meet twice a month, once for formation, and we're going through a program that they have to really build up the foundation of our faith and what it means to be holy, what it means to be a Catholic and living in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And to live out our faith every day. And then we also meet for opportunities just to come together for fellowship. And a lot of the individuals in this group are actually leading the young adults group at St. Mark's. And so we have a lot of parishioners who are at St. Mark's, but they're not, Pro Ecclesia Sancta is not specific to a parish.
Right, right.
So we're doing a lot of leadership opportunities that way, being formed and being able to take that to lead small groups, to put together events for opportunities for movie nights and different discussions to really building up that, be able to build up that community
mm-hmm.
of young adults together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. And from your own experience, mm-hmm. Both as a young adult yourself, but also in leading this or helping to contribute to the work that's going on there with young adults, what are some of the things that you see as why it's so important for young adults to engage their faith and to be active in the parish?
I think the parish life is so important for formation as individuals and growing in our faith and having that community of individuals who are building us up in our decision making, in our day-to-day lives, and in the joys and the struggles of life.
Mm-hmm.
And the parish life used to be just such a vibrant aspect of everyday life. I look at my grandparents and hear their stories of the way that they were growing up in their parish, and Sundays you were involved in your parish life and there was something going on during the week. And I think now we can tailor our lives so specifically just in everything that we want, what we
right.
buy, what we do,
yeah.
that we really have to make an intentional decision to be a part of our parish life and to recognize that it's not so much what we're going to get out of it as much as what we can give.
Mm.
Because the Lord gives us talents that we need to be able to use, and we can't bury it as mm-hmm. in the Gospels. You know,
mm-hmm.
we need to be using those and really finding out ways in which the Lord is calling us to serve and how He wants us to be a part of that community and reaching out to others
mm-hmm.
so that we're really building each other up
yeah.
for the kingdom.
Ask not what your parish can do for you, ask what you can do for your parish, right?
Exactly.
So, just to kind of further that outreach and that evangelization mm-hmm. Topic for a moment. How do you think young adults are uniquely positioned in society today to enjoin the work of evangelization?
I think we have so many different opportunities to be able to insert ourselves into the parish life. I think oftentimes we see commitment as a problem, but it's actually such a joy to be able to commit ourselves and really invest in that parish life. And I think to understand how being invested in a parish life, even if we're living in a place for just a year, or maybe it's 2 years and knowing we might be leaving for a job or grad school, to recognize the formation that we're going to receive, but also the individuals, the relationships that we can create, and the way that we can serve, really allows us to take what we have learned, what we've experienced, to other places as well, to be disciples. And so I think right now, just with how social media can be used and the ways in which online communication that, you know, different blogs, different websites, and the different work that we're doing, we have so many amazing opportunities to share the gospel and to share the ways in which the Lord is working in our lives and to really be witnesses. And I think it really comes down to the intentionality of what we share and what we do. We're able to ask those questions. What is the Lord wanting me to do? As simple as what am I supposed to be posting on Instagram or Facebook? How is this going to be glorifying the Lord?
Yeah.
Not ourselves,
right,
but really how we can build up the communities that we have and to be able to use these tools to build relationships in person. I have people that I've met through social media that are now, you know, that realize, oh, we're at the same parish, or that we should be meeting together, and just forming those intentional relationships. We have so many amazing opportunities that we can tap into. And I think instead of seeing it as a problem, it can be used for such greatness.
Yeah, as Father Daly was saying there, to move beyond the virtual friendships to building, perhaps through the virtual friendships, as you were just saying, into building authentic godly community, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then just to pull that out just a bit farther, I'm also curious that, well, I'm a part-time religious ed instructor. I'm supposed to be overseeing the thing, but every once in a while I get in there and get to do some substitute teaching. And I was doing a workshop for our confirmandi, our young confirmants, and I was talking about, we were talking about virtues, and I was talking about how important it is, and asked them for ideas about how you can live virtuously online. Because, you know, the church for decades, centuries, millennia, has been talking about how important it is to live a life of virtue as a witness to the wider world in our everyday lives. But only recently, with the advent of social media and technology and having an online identity, an online presence, how important it is to live that out. Are there specific ways that you would encourage young people to be virtuous online? Are there specific guidelines that you would have them follow, or some tips or suggestions, being a blogger yourself?
I think prayer is the first thing. You have to really be intentional and pray every day. If it's, you know, start with 10 minutes. And that's something that has taken me really in this past year to really get down, that every day this is what I'm doing. And I'm asking the Lord, how does he want me to use my voice?
Right.
Because I think we all have access to social media. And I think it really comes down to that discernment. How much am I supposed to be using it? How much am I supposed to be sharing? And that's really a personal understanding of yourself,
right,
to be able to know how much is too much and what am I supposed to be doing with this and using it. Because right now we share absolutely everything, and we're not a brand, we're a multifaceted human being. We have so many different aspects to ourselves and the way the Lord has created us, that we really need to take that time to prayer. And then also asking, I think, that question and intentionally, what is the Lord wanting, how is he wanting me to use this? What does he want me to share? And then also, is this glorifying the Lord by posting this? You know, is this picture
question
of food, or is this picture of a church? You know, in what ways is this really bringing someone to God? Because the beauty, I think, of social media with that visual component is that we can bring beauty to the world. And through beauty, we find truth.
Yeah.
And we can share the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah. All right, excellent. So let's, in our closing moments here, let's turn to the whole marriage outreach that you're just starting to build, right? This is in its in its early stages, as it were. Tell us a little bit about what your vision is and what your goals are for this specific marriage ministry.
Absolutely. So my husband, David, and I were married in August. And so we're coming up on that year, and it's been really an incredible, awesome experience, journey. It's an amazing vocation. And we just realized that we want to have more specific resources available for newlyweds, for individuals coming into this vocation and really wanting to understand, what does it mean to be a husband and a wife? What does that look like, especially now in our world where marriage is under attack? We don't have a definition of what that means anymore. And what does that look like for us living out our faith and how to bring each other to holiness and to heaven? And so really trying to form that through understanding what that means and through the theology of the body and the teachings of St. John Paul II. So we're pulling together materials and working very closely with the priests in Pro Ecclesia Sancta, who are helping us figure out what this will look like and what this will take shape to be, so that it's not just the spiritual aspects, but also the practical tactics. Because obviously we're not pros. We're in our first year trying to figure it all out. So we're just hoping that we can pull from the experts and the people that we know and are so inspired by their marriages to really understand what does that look like, to offer that support through the realities of marriage, the joys and the struggles.
Right. But let me say, just as St. Paul said to St. Timothy, right, to let no one despise you because of your youth. Mm-hmm. Let me say how inspiring it is to see young men and women who are really committed to and really, in the very literal sense, enjoying their marriage, and to see what a light that is. Because I think, as you said, in this society today, marriage is vastly misunderstood, and it's become almost whatever we want to make of it, which we know that the Lord has very different plans. Bridget, thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank
you.
Very good. And we're going to turn the page now to David Peterson. David, you are out at Holy Family in St. Louis Park, you are here local, living out your faith there as well, but you're also a young adult leader with West Metro Young Adults, a group of young adults, obviously, need I say it, in the West Metro, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, very good. Well, welcome to the program first.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you on air. Thanks for being here. Tell us a little bit more. I know that there's various young adults. We have a Cathedral Young Adults as well. There's West Metro Young Adults and others that are around. What does West Metro Young Adults look like? What is it? Obviously, people from a lot of parishes, or maybe not a parish at all.
So West Metro, it really kind of looks like a lot of the structure goes around the same way, CYA and things like that. So we do sports night, we do large group activities, we do like community activities. But it kind of differs in the sense that people come from a lot of different parishes.
Okay.
So I myself go to Holy Family. I have friends up at St. Peter's and Paul way out in Loretto.
Oh, yeah.
I know people at Our Lady of Grace and a lot of different parishes all over the place. I also taught confirmation this past year at St. Hubert's.
Oh, nice.
So it's there's a lot of involvement, I guess, around a lot of the different parishes. And that's something that West Metro really strives to do, is it's not just about building up the core group. It's also about reaching out to a lot of different parishes and the young adults in a lot of the different parishes.
So from your perspective, David, why is it important for young adults then to come together like that, even from different parishes and that sort of thing? Mm-hmm. What's the intention, and what's the fruit that you're hoping to see from getting young adults together outside of their parish life?
I think a big thing for me anyway is the fact that a lot of people, especially our generation, tend to think of church as something you do on Sunday. And that's a big issue. But what West Metro really likes to try to do is kind of provide a lot of different things that you can do throughout the week. And you can go together in community and enjoy a community with other Catholics and young adult Catholics in that area, whether it's just going out for a happy hour, things like that CYA does, or if it's going out and playing sports on Friday night, you know, just getting together with a group of people that you know and you can build that community with.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of those bigger kind of activities that, you know, you kind of sometimes need like 20 or 30 people to do, as opposed to like a smaller group at an individual parish level.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So what are amongst your most popular and what amongst your least popular events?
Well, I think that's going to depend on who you ask, basically.
Really? Okay. All right. Just curious. All right.
No, but we currently do a Theology on Tap series with COA, and then we also do a sports night, which is pretty popular. And we also have some smaller groups that are becoming more popular, which are at the parish level. And those are kind of some time for a deeper reflection on different things. I'm part of a Vigilante Mecum up in the St. Peter and Paul parish, and we are now going over the Screwtape Letters in kind of like a small group discussion atmosphere.
Nice.
And so that's a pretty popular one as well. So
yeah,
it really
yeah.
just depends on the person and what you're looking to find.
Okay. All right. So your goal is, as I'm understanding it, your vision is to offer a lot of different things such that people have a lot of different opportunities to connect with the, I'm assuming, the longer term vision of building more of that authentic community that we were just talking about with Bridget, and with how that pieces together into what becomes then a larger, again, whole life living out of the gospel and who the Lord has called them to be.
Absolutely. And that authentic community is really something that I like the West Metro, because I'm actually new up here. I just moved up to the Twin Cities Diocese in back in June of last year.
Oh, well, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
from where did you move?
I moved from Iowa State University in Ames.
Yes, right.
But kind of coming up here, I knew a couple people and I knew a handful of people. So really kind of finding like a really deep-seated community was kind of hard, because you don't really know where to go, what to look at. But by coming into kind of like an intro group or things like that, you're really able to learn more, meet new people, and then kind of really discern where you think your God is calling you to be, and which parish, and who and all those other questions.
That makes actually an excellent point. And if I can put my parish-based hat on just for a moment and rake you over the coals a little bit. So now, is the hope of all these activities that you're offering to young adults outside the parish, is the hope then for these young adults then to get more involved within their parish? Is that, would you say that that's a hope?
Yeah, that's absolutely a hope. And a big thing with the West Metro is kind of to really help people grow in their faith life and grow in their closeness with God, mm-hmm. Which does draw people closer and closer to individual parishes, right. Especially with Mass and things like that, and daily Mass and adoration, and really to kind of help people to thrive in those situations, that they can actually grow closer to the parishes that they're a part of.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you've given me permission. Well, if not, I'm just taking it anyway. So you became active in your faith when you were in college at mm-hmm. Iowa State, right? And after a few years of pretty spiritual dryness, and then you mm-hmm. fell in love again with the Catholic faith. And, you know, I think that this is, as an RCIA director, mm-hmm. I hear a lot of people when I'm giving them their first incoming interviews and they're telling me their story. I hear that a lot, that, mm-hmm. you know, there was a time, and I can almost just say it, you know, along with them. There was a time in college where I kind of fell away for a bit. I mm-hmm. wasn't going to church. I was doing things that I shouldn't have been doing, you know, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that that's exactly what happened to you.
Well, that's what happened to me. So.
Okay. All right. Good. Good. Excellent. So can you, I'm not asking you to reveal anything too personal here, but I guess what I'm asking you to do is to reflect a little bit on that with us, that process. And, help us to understand, what was it that kind of brought you back in, that brought you back mm-hmm. into the Catholic faith?
So I've had some time to reflect on this. It happened a few years ago. But a big thing that kind of drew me back in was kind of realizing and kind of looking around at a lot of the different things that I was doing and a lot of different people I was hanging out with. It didn't really fill me with joy. A lot of things, mm-hmm. they filled me with an immediate happiness, or like it was a good time to do. But mm-hmm. the next morning, or like the next week, like, I wasn't in a better position because I had done those things, or I had been involved or done different things with different people.
Right.
And so something that ended up helping lead me back to the church, there was a girl, but then also kind of finding a place where people were pursuing something larger than themselves, mm. and they were happy to, and they weren't doing things that we'd stereotypically think of as like the fun things to do. Mm. But these people, they still had joy, and they were so on fire for God. And so that's something that really drew me back in. And then through developing those community and personal relationships with those friends at college, it really helped me to kind of understand and see more of what the Catholic Church truly is, not what we see on the news or on things like that, but what the Catholic Church truly stands for and who the Catholic Church is.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you now to philosophize a little bit further with me. So I'm just thinking, what's running through my head as you say that, and I think it's 100% true that we can be pursuing after those things which appear to us from the outside anyway of being a good time, mm-hmm. of being fun. And by the way, my little platitude about this is that money can't buy true happiness, but mm-hmm. money can buy fun. And I don't know that we know the difference anymore, or we're not able to. But you're actually saying that actually I recognize this about myself, that these mm-hmm. things are not fulfilling. And as Father Daly said earlier in the show, as quoting St. Augustine, that our hearts are restless mm-hmm. until we rest in him, right? But anyway, where was I going? So to philosophize with me a little bit more about that transition. And do you think that's fairly typical that young people, even if they're entrenched in the life of fun, of good time, the party lifestyle, whatever that may be, mm-hmm. that there's something really tugging at them? They think that they're out there, that they have an awareness that this is not mm-hmm. fulfilling. It's not who God created. Well, I don't know if they'd put it that mm-hmm. way, but it's not who I'm meant to be.
Yeah, I think there is that deep-seated kind of tugging at. I think a lot of times, and this is something I've thought about before, I think a lot of times we kind of try to associate that with other things. So like when you were in high school, we feel that longing and things like that. And we're like, oh, well, maybe that's just, I want to get into a good college. I need to get into a good college. That's my desire. Mm-hmm. And then we get into a college and then we're like, oh, well, I need to get a good degree and get good grades so that I can have a good job.
Yeah.
So then we associate that that restlessness with wanting that. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of graduate and become young adults. And we're like, okay, I've got a good job.
What's
next? Like, I still feel restless.
Right.
And I think that's where a lot of these groups come in, kind of saying like, well, you've been feeling restless because you haven't found God. Right. And it's not as overt as that, but I think a lot of times people are like, I'm still looking. I'm like, we have people who are acting and going out and continuing to do a lot of different things and into their 30s and into their 40s because they're like, well, I thought that this would bring me happiness. And they've kind of believed that. And it's kind of like, well, no, the truth is that God's joy is what will truly settle that restlessness. But we don't look at that, I guess, in today's society.
Well, right. And that's exactly what I was thinking as you were saying that was that it's so obscured in this society. Mm-hmm. You can easily live a life your whole week from Sunday to Sunday mm-hmm. without ever encountering the name of Jesus, even excepting for maybe driving by a church. That's about the closest you get, you know, right? Yeah. And so to my mind, that's why it's so important for the things that you and Bridget are doing in terms of helping young adults to see, there's another possibility here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just that pursuing after this one particular good time or even a goal, even a life goal that's not not coordinated with the will of God. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so there's I hear that there's an upcoming young adult cookout.
Yes, there is.
So you might get a little bit of the, you got to lure people in somehow. No, I'm just kidding. Well, actually, it works pretty well for me is that if there's food involved. So there's a cookout this fall for all the Catholic young adults in the Archdiocese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about that.
So we're planning an archdiocesan-wide cookout for young adults. This is being put on by Basilica Young Adults, Cathedral Young Adults, and West Metro Young Adults as the primary sponsors. But really, it kind of came about, me and some friends were at a softball match between the different groups, kind of like a rivalry thing. It didn't end up too well for us.
Understood.
So we got to talking about that, and we're like, you know, it's really nice that we have a lot of parish activities and things like that, and it's real, but we want to go deeper. We want to invite other people. We want everybody to kind of come together and kind of basically socialize and meet people that they can have that deep-seated community with.
Right.
Because I know that there's a lot of times people who maybe go to Mass every Sunday or things like that, and they just kind of sit in the back, and then they go home, and then they do it again next Sunday, and they're not really diving deeper into that community. And so this is something where we kind of want people to come together just to talk, to get to know each other, and to see that, like, there are more people who are doing that. It's not just you. You're not the only one sitting alone, maybe. But it's kind of a good thing to kind of double check and get to know other people in the area. And so that's something that we're going to be doing on September 30th.
Okay.
It's a Saturday. It's going to be in Moore Park in Bloomington, and it'll be from 11 to 2. We'll be bringing the meat and cooking, but feel free to bring a side. There'll be games, volleyball, bags, frisbee. And just, feel free to come, even if you maybe don't do a lot of other activities or things like that. It'll basically be a good time to come and talk and get to know other people in your area, or get to know other people, and really help to build up those communities and parishes as well.
That sounds great. So, of course, my first question is, because this is what happened to me, all right? Uh-huh. So I came into the faith in 2010, and I was 39 years old, and so within a few months, I had aged out of Cathedral Young Adults because they're actually, I think that's generous that their young adults was 18 to 39. Is that pretty typical around the metro, or is it different ages are considered young adults?
No, that's pretty typical around the metro.
Okay.
A lot of groups are in that. And we have a pretty diverse age range, I'd say, in West Metro as well. It kind of through the gambit, basically 20, 30s. Yeah.
Yeah. And so is it both married and single as well?
Yes, married and single as well.
Okay.
So it's pretty much open to a lot of different people. We are actually encouraging people, even if you have kids or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a park there. There's volleyball courts. So it's a very family-friendly environment.
Okay, so 18 to 39
mm-hmm.
is invited to this picnic here. September 30th, you said. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., is that what you said?
Yep.
In Moore Park in Bloomington.
In Bloomington. You can like us on our Facebook page, or you can search Cathedral Young Adults, or West Metro Young Adults will have connections to the site.
Okay, wonderful. That's a good way of getting involved. Mm-hmm. And anything that you would say in closing, David, about to young adults who may be listening who are that person who's sitting in the back of church, any way that you might encourage them to deepen their walk with God, to expand the relationship, any invitation that you would give them?
I guess I would say it's never really too late, and there are people around you. You may be feeling these different things, and you may be worried that, like, oh, well, I don't know anybody. Well, that's fine. Most of the people who are going to this might not know each other, so you'll be among friends, and you'll be among people who are getting to know each other. And that's kind of the thing that I'd say. I mean, I just moved up here a year ago, and I've made a lot of friends in the area, but I had to kind of go out and basically to search for that and to really put myself out there for that. And it's nothing to be scared of once you do it, because a lot of people have been in that same situation. So that's kind of what I'd say.
Well, I think that is so true and so important, that when you're talking about things of the faith and drawing near to the Lord, building that authentic community, then you give an inch and God gives back a mile, to twist
absolutely,
the analogy
yeah.
a little bit, the metaphor. Yeah, that's very good. David Peterson, leader in West Mastero Young Adults, has been great having you on the show this morning. And one more time, if people want to find out about that picnic on September 30th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Moore Park in Bloomington, they can go, you said, to West Metro Facebook page, Cathedral Young Adults, Basilica Young Adults Facebook pages, and find out more.
And search Archdiocesan Young Adult Cookout as well on Facebook.
Archdiocesan Young Adult Cookout. Yep. Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
I have a question. If I could give a shout-out to some of the friends and community members I've made up here.
Absolutely.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Caitlin, Dana, Christy, and then Peter and Thomas.
Did you leave anybody out?
Probably. I'll probably hear about that later this week. But
very good. Yeah. You're very welcome. Well, God bless you and Bridget, you for your work in ministry and amongst young adults and encouraging them on to greater and deeper faith. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. So stay with us. We have got a whole bunch of things coming up that are good for young adults as well as older adults in our community events calendar.
This is a great time to talk to your friends, neighbors, and relatives and invite them to the church.
Tom Peterson of Catholics Come Home.
We need to have that fortitude to profess Christ at every chance we get, but always do so with love. And what better example do we have of that than Pope Francis? He is an awesome gift to the church.
He is.
With his cute little wave and his humble, down-to-earth style. He is capturing hearts, and this is a great time to talk to your friends, neighbors, and relatives and invite them to the church and promote Catholicism, because we have a great shepherd. We've had many of them in a row, but this particular shepherd connects with people in a way that we haven't seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Very personal, very down-to-earth, very charismatic, and this is his gift to bring those people who are lost, who aren't maybe Catholic, who haven't given the church a look in a while, to give them something to be excited about and to give them that personal, humble testimony like Christ.
Relevant Radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
By now, O Lord, I see my wrong. Heal my heart, show yourself strong. And in my eyes and with my song.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, joined now by Paul Sadek, who is always here.
I'm always here.
Yeah, but we got some things going on. Paul, why don't you kick us off?
Tons of them. Be part of the new evangelization in our archdiocese by proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Sign up to join the mission by sending the text message PROCLAIMING to 84576 or go to rediscover-faith.org and sign up for evangelization updates.
The 2017 Leading with Faith Award Luncheon is on Thursday, August 10th at the University of St. Thomas. Join us to honor and celebrate our Leading with Faith winners. Space is limited, so register today. Gather at 11:30 a.m. for check-in and complimentary beverage service. Lunch is served promptly at noon. These awards are presented by the Catholic Servant and the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis. For more information and to register, visit the events page on archspm.org or call Mary at 651-251-7709.
St. Anne's in Hamel invites you to their parish summer retreat led by Father Augustine Valeron, Friday, August 18th, 6 to 8:30 p.m., Saturday, August 19th, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, August 20th, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Father Valeron is a world-famous preacher who has traveled to over 55 countries around the world to bring Jesus to all who will come and hear. He's currently director of the Divine Retreat Center in Kerala, India, the world's largest Catholic retreat center. To find out more, visit stannhamel.org.
The world's largest Catholic retreat center in India. How about
that? Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. Yeah.
I'll bet they trace their spiritual lineage back to St. Thomas.
Yeah, you may well be right. Grandparents, learn about God's plan for grandparents and be equipped to pass on a heritage of faith. The Catholic Grandparents Conference will be held on Saturday, August 26th at St. Vincent de Paul in Brooklyn Park from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Keynote speakers include Father Donald Conroy, Executive Director and Chairman of the National Institute for the Family, and Bishop Andrew Cousins, who will share the importance of grandparents in the family. Online registration is now open. For more information and to register, visit the events page of rediscover-faith.org or visit www.catholicgrandparenting.org.
Join local author and speaker Elizabeth M. Kelly, Liz Kelly we call her.
Yeah.
8-week women's Bible study based on her new book, Jesus Approaches, What Today's Woman Can Learn About Healing, Freedom, and Joy from the Women of the New Testament. Each session is on Tuesdays, September 19th through November 14th. It includes a lecture, a small group discussion. The study is offered at two locations, a morning study with limited child care available at St. Bartholomew in Wayzata, 10:30 a.m. to noon, and an evening Bible study at St. Peter's in Mendota from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Visit the events page of rediscover-faith.org. For more information.
What's
up next week?
Next week, well, you know, we went from grandparents to young adults to now the whole family.
The whole family.
The whole family, that's
we'd
right.
We'd go down the middle.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. Next week begins our first Friday of the Month series featuring great Catholic parishes here in the Twin Cities. And we're going to kick that off with family formation at the Church of St. Paul in Ham Lake. Deb Lindahl, Director of Distance Family Formation at the Church of St. Paul, will be on air to talk about this family-based catechetical program. She's going to be joined by Jessica Belzerini from the St. John the Baptist in New Brighton and Father Don Wagner, pastor of Saints Peter and Paul in Bram, Minnesota, who will share about their experience in this ministry as well. So family formation is on tap for next week. Great initiative and a way to draw the whole family closer in relationship to Christ. Enjoy this week, folks. And in the meantime, until next week, go to church and be the church.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com, keyword rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.